So we found a list from Reddit about the petty reasons why you didn't go on a second date. And if you have one of these reasons yourself, give us a phone call at 704-570-9595.
Doesn't have to be petty for you guys.
Just be funny.
Yeah, just... Roy, don't put that pressure on them. Just be funny.
Just be funny.
Family, call whenever you want with whatever you want. You know that. It's toll free. 704-570-9595. Hey, by the way, our sister stations have toll-free numbers. How come we don't?
Do they really?
Yes. I heard V101.9, our sister station, gave it an 800 number the other day.
Well, really?
Who is calling from a payphone that needs a toll-free number?
I don't know. It's just cool, though.
Yeah, call us at 800. Da, 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 da. Yeah, that's pretty cool.
All right. Petty reasons why they didn't go out on a second date. She picked up her phone directly after eating barbecue wings without wiping her hands off. No second date.
I get it.
She enunciated every word ending in "guh."
Really?
Yeah.
Like, I'm trying to think what that would sound like.
I don't know.
What's a word that
ending
with "guh"?
With a "guh." Like, I guess she was like, so she would say, this is disgusting, guh.
Okay,
I get it now. Okay.
I've been waiting for my drink for so long, guh.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
That's very, Kardashian of her.
Very good. Let's see. Oh, my car was out of service, so she picked me up. It looks like they're tearing up the women here. This must be the men talking about the women.
Great.
She tailgated the blank out of everyone. I had a sore leg from stomping on my imaginary brake by the time I got to the date.
That's fun.
This is the Roy world. This person was a perfect storm of mispronunciations that drove me crazy, especially something else. Chipotle, irregardless, specifically, all in one date.
I say irregardless.
I'm all from in Miami, and I swear everyone says irregardless in Miami.
Irregardless. this is Danny and Charlotte. Welcome to the MRL show.
Hi, guys. How are you?
We're doing really well.
Well, I went on a date a couple years ago, and it was a guy who went to the same school as me, and he was kind of weird, but, you know, he's cute, so I was like, why not, right?
Mm-hmm.
So he picked me up, and we were driving around for, like, 20 minutes, and I'm like, so are we going to get dinner? He was like, I guess, like, what do you want? I was like, I don't know, I'm fine with, like, cookout or something, so, you know, we go to cookout.
Hey, that's Roy's favorite spot.
Hey,
yeah, it's pretty good.
Yeah.
You literally can't beat the milkshake, so... You know, he got me a milkshake, I'm all happy, and then, you know, about a half mile up the road, he pulls over, and I'm like, okay, this is kind of weird, like in an abandoned parking lot.
Oh.
So he gets out of the car, he comes over to the passenger side door, and he, like, takes my seatbelt off, picks me up, and puts me in the trunk of his car.
What?
Yeah. So then he closes the trunk and just starts driving, and I'm like,
wait, you're
okay.
Fighting. You're, like,
are you freaking out at this point?
I didn't know what to do. I was like, okay. So then I'm, like, trying to have a conversation with him. I'm like, so, like, what are we doing? And he just, like, didn't say anything. And I'm like, oh, my goodness. And I'm
he put you in the trunk of the car, and you decided to have a conversation with him?
Well, I'm trying to get kind of an insight as to what was going on.
It's called kidnapping. Look it up.
Exactly. I don't know. You know what? I mean, it could be some some level. It could be some 50 Shades of Grey stuff.
No.
No.
I was trying to, like, keep an open mind as to what was going on. And then, you know, about 2 hours later, he dropped me off at my house.
Two hours?
My phone was at the front of the car, like in the passenger seat. So I didn't have my phone. I couldn't call anybody. I couldn't do anything. So he dropped me off, and he never got a second date, and he tried calling me after that.
What was his reasoning for putting you in the trunk?
To this day, I have no clue.
Maybe Danny was doing something that we just read. Maybe she was mispronunciating words and he got annoyed at that.
I mean, wouldn't you have called the police?
She didn't have her cell phone.
But afterwards, wouldn't you report it?
I totally would have. I'd have been kicking out taillights.
Yeah, it was scary. I didn't know what to do. I went to my friend's house, told her what happened, and she was like, please tell me you're never going to see him again. I'm like, that's not even a question. Like, of course I'm not going to see him again. But
why
it was
is
really, really scary.
Why is everyone in your group acting like it was just a bad date?
Right?
You were kidnapped. Like, you're retelling the story to your girlfriends. They're like, oh, yeah, that sounds awful. Don't date him again. Yeah, I'm like, you need therapy.
Oh,
like,
seriously.
You were just kidnapped by a man. Like,
yeah. It was a bad day. It was a bad day. Okay.
Like, how did you meet this person?
He went to my school, and then the schools, like, broke off because they, like, did redistricting or whatever. So I, like, knew of him, and I, like, knew him from school. I knew him around, but I didn't know him personally. So I think that was a mistake on my end.
Yeah, but you willingly got into the trunk.
Well, he picked me up and just kind of put me back there and closed the door. So, I mean, it's not like I got up and, like, walked myself.
She probably thought he was being cute at first. Like, you're picking me up to take me somewhere adorable, and then all of a sudden you drop me in a trunk. The door slams.
Yeah, I was trying to, like, you know, keep an open mind about it. And then the door slammed, he starts driving, and I'm like, oh, my goodness, this is not happening.
Thanks, Danny. That's an amazing story.
Wow.
We could be on the phone with you for hours.
Seriously.
I feel like there's a piece of information we're missing, though.
I know. I just like that she was having a conversation with him, like, okay, so we're going to Fahrenheit, table for two at 7 o'clock? Like, what? I mean...
All right, just to entertain myself, I'll just guess what street we're on. I think we're at the traffic light of South Boulevard in Tryon.
Yeah. She's like back there. I mean, should I take my clothes off? I mean, what are we doing?
Christian? Chrissy sent us a tweet at the MRL show. He asked me if I wanted a soda from the hot dog stand. I said yes. Then he asked me to go get him one, too.
That's funny. Hannah and Belmont, welcome to the MRL show.
Hey, thanks.
Hi, Hannah. Been locked in a trunk lately?
My gosh.
No, I went on this date this guy I met on Tinder, and I get there, and he wants to go on a walk through the park, and I'm like, okay, that's great, that's sweet. We start walking, and he's a firefighter, and that's supposed to be really hot, but he would not stop talking about it.
Like being a firefighter?
Being a firefighter, every single person that he knows at the fire station, how to fight fires, fire safety.
See, Hannah, what you want to do is when you enter a house and it's on fire, you want to attack it from the left side, right? So that's what you do. So engine 2 attacks it from the left side. Ladder 13 comes around the back. Now, Mike gets up, a great firefighter.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah. And, like, he, like, goes to pick Hannah up on the first date. He's like, when was the last time you changed the batteries in your smoke detectors? Looking around.
He went on a date with Smokey the Bear.
Yeah. Inspecting the home. Oh, my gosh. You know, and I've always had a problem with people that their whole life is their career.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I don't talk about work when
I leave here, I forget. People are like, I'll run into somebody during the day. They'll be like, oh, my God, that call about the trunk was hilarious. I'll be like, what trunk? It's 4 o'clock. I have no idea. Hannah, firefighters are supposed to be every woman's dream date, you know?
They're not.
Thanks for calling, Hannah and Belmont.
I mean, did he at least slide down the pole for you?
Oh!
Still to come.
All right, before we get to Lorenz Dirty, we've got to tell you some new news broke overnight in regards to your liquor laws here in North Carolina and why your Sunday morning tailgate party might have just gotten a whole lot easier. We'll tell you about it and update you on the latest in 10 minutes.
Yeah! Maybe.